Hey, welcome. In this lesson, we're building a simple drop and a sharp switch up in Ableton Live, designed for beginner drum and bass producers. We'll work in arrangement view, use only stock devices, and finish with a tight 32 bar section you can drop into a track or a DJ edit. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and let's go. First, the big picture. You'll make three short sections, an 8 bar intro slash build, an 8 to 16 bar drop, and an 8 to 16 bar switch up. A contrasting mid-drop variation that keeps energy but changes motion. Expect to spend about 45 to 90 minutes if you're moving at a beginner pace. Step 1. Set up your session skeleton. Create three tracks, a MIDI track called Drums, a MIDI track called Bass, and an audio track called Effects or VOX for risers and reverses. Add a couple of return tracks for reverb and delay if you want them. Color code and rename everything so it's easy to see what you're doing. You'll thank me later. Step 2. Make a drum rock from a breakbeat. Drag an Amen-style break or a DNB-friendly loop into your project. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the Transient or 1/16 slicing preset and set the destination to Drum Rack. Now you've got each hit on a pad and a MIDI clip. Open that clip. Tidy the MIDI into a simple 1 or 2 bar groove. Keep strong hits on the downbeat and a rolling and feel for the snare placement. Keep ghosted snares or hats to taste to give groove without cluttering the arrangement. Step 3. Layer and tighten drums. Add a dedicated pad or two for a punchy kick, a solid snare, and a top loop or hi-hat layer. Group your drums into a drum bus and drop a glue compressor on it with gentle settings. Ratio around 2 to 1, attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and drive the threshold until you see 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Add drum bus for color, a little drive, a touch of boom, and some crunch will give attitude without killing clarity. Step 4. Build a rolling DNB bass inside an instrument rack with two chains. Chain A is your SUB. Use operator set to a clean sign, keep it mono, and low pass it so it sits under the mix around 90 to 120 Hz. Chain B is your middle or Reese. Use wave eatable or operator, detune saws, 2-3 voices, subtle detune, a low pass filter around 700 to 1500 Hz, some chorus or detune for width. Then EQ to cut below about 90 Hz and a saturator for grit. Map useful macros, at least sub-level, Reese filter cutoff, and saturator drive, so you can switch textures on the fly. Step 5. Program bass MIDI and add sidechain. For the sub, program long sustained notes that anchor the groove. For the Reese, create rolling 16th movement or slides to add motion. Put a compressor on the bass and engage sidechain mode, routing it to your kick or a kick group. Try ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release 60 milliseconds, and set the threshold so you get a musical pump without making the bass disappear. Step 6. Arrange the drop. Lay out bars 1 through 8 as an intro with filtered loops and a riser. Bars 9 through 16 are drop A. Bring in full drums and the bass with sub and Reese. Automate the Reese filter to open at the drop. Bars 17 through 24 are the switch up. This is where we change the drum groove, tweak bass texture, and add effects. Bars 25 through 32 can be a return or a new variation. Step 7. Craft the switch up. Duplicate the drum clip and change the groove. Cut snare density, add shuffled hats using the groove pool, or swap in short toms for a jungle flavor. Program a snare roll of 32nd notes that increases in velocity into a reversed cymbal hit. On the bass, pull the sub down by about 6 decibels or automate a temporary sub mute so the Reese becomes dominant. Boost the Reese drive and automate a faster filter modulation or an LFO sync to an 8th or 16th for wobble. Use a post-Reese saturator with a following EQ to tame mud. For fills, use beat repeats set to small grid values and only automate it on during the switch up to avoid overuse. At the hit, consider a 1 bar low end cut, a utility at -6 to -12 dB or a quick mute. Then slam the low end back for impact. Quick automation and polish. Give the Reese a filter movement a bar before the switch so the listener knows something's coming. Use transient shaping on drums to make hits snap. On the master, keep things conservative. A high pass at 20 to 25 Hz, gentle glue compression, and a limiter with a modest ceiling. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't stack low frequencies on multiple tracks. High pass non-sub elements above 30 to 40 Hz. Don't put reverb on your sub. Watch phase when you layer sub and bid content. Check mono compatibility by collapsing width to 0. And don't overduce sidechain. Too much pumping kills groove. Pro tips for heavier DNB. Keep the sub clean and mono. Duplicate the Reese and distort one copy heavily, blending in parallel for aggression without losing low end. Consider multi-band and side chain so lows stay solid while mids breathe. If CPU gets tight, freeze and flatten heavy chains or resample complex parts. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes, make a drum rack from an amen slice, program a 2-bar drum loop, create a 2-chain instrument rack for sub and reese, arrange bars 1 to 32 with drop and switch up, and sidechain and 1FX like beat repeat, then bounce and listen. Challenge yourself. Make the switch up feel halftime while keeping bass energy. Homework if you want to push further. In 90 minutes produce 3 32-bar exports. A bass drop and 2 alternate switch ups. One is a rhythmic change, the other a harmonic or textural swap. Export stems and listen on speakers and headphones. Make one note of what you'd fix with another hour. Recap, you now have a clear workflow to build a rolling DNB drop and a purposeful switch up using drum rack, operator or wavetable, drum bus, saturator, EQ8, sidechain compressor, beat repeat, and auto filter. Keep your low end tight. Map macros for quick changes, and treat the switch up as an arrangement tool, not just more of the same. Have fun with it. If you want feedback, export a short clip or a set and send it over. I'll listen for low-end balance and whether the switch-ups keep attention without losing the groove. Let's make this drop hit hard.